The long-running conflict between the followers of Christ Church and those who oppose their particular brand of faith healing is the subject of a television documentary that airs tonight on the A&E Network. Many church members live in Kenyon County, where Sheriff Kieran Donahue has been an outstanding critic of the exemption in Idaho law that allows parents to decline medical care for their children if it's contrary to their religious beliefs.
As the sheriff, it's unimaginable that a parent would not do whatever they could to save their child.
They're not our children. When God wants them back, there's nothing we can do.
If you don't have power over your own body and your own children, then forget it. It's revolution time.
Proposals to eliminate the exemption have failed in the Idaho legislature, the last time during the 2018 session. Joining me by telephone is Tom Donakin. He is the director of No Greater Law, which airs tonight at 11 p.m. on A&E. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Good afternoon, Gemma, and good evening from London. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for doing this all the way from London. We really appreciate it. And my first question to you, Tom, most of our listeners are familiar with this story, but how did it catch your interest?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm a filmmaker who has made many films about faith and extreme beliefs and religion, and this first caught my attention through the reporting of Dan Tilkin out of Oregon, who had been investigating the followers of Christ and the laws in both Idaho and Oregon for over a decade. And I reached out to him back in 2015, and he put me in touch with a former member of the followers of Christ, Linda Martin. And those who are familiar with the story will know Linda from her testimony in the state capitol, but she's an ex-member of the church who now kind of dedicates her life to trying to repeal this law. So in 2015, I traveled over with my crew, and we started to meet some of the characters in the documentary, Linda, Dan Seavey, who's a member of the Followers of Christ, Sheriff Donahue, who you mentioned in the intro, and I became obsessed with this story. I was very familiar with faith healing beliefs, but something I wasn't familiar with is Idaho's Shield Law and this idea that religious freedom is kind of valued higher than child protection. Mm-hmm. So straight away, I found a very interesting topic and one that I wanted to find out more. And that led to us developing a documentary for A&E Indie Films and Pulse Films.
You know, what I was most taken with was actually the access that you were granted to church members. How were you able to do that?
Yes, I mean, as you know, the followers of Christ are a somewhat reclusive group who haven't really spoken publicly and definitely not to the media. So our process was a very patient and long-term one, and that involved initially taking meetings at the state capitol, introducing ourselves to various members of the House of Representatives and people in the Senate, and kind of talking to them, and then eventually they put us directly in contact with some of the patriarchs of some of the families of the church, and that started a very long conversation over about a year, and myself and my producer, Jesse Lichtenstein, started to attend church services. We went to baptisms. We had dinner with the elders. And we generally got to know everyone in the community before they would grant us access to film. And even then, you know, it was only a few members of the community that were brave enough to kind of go on camera. But we were welcomed into their homes, and that led to our cameras being allowed on their property.
When you started this process, did you have any preconceived notions? And then, B, once you were finished with the filming, did any of those preconceived notions change?
Absolutely. I think sort of when you hear about parents kind of denying medical care to their children in the name of their faith, you know, you have a perception of perhaps what these families might be and sort of, you know, how they might live their lives. But actually, when we met, especially some of the characters in the films, you know, they're incredibly articulate, incredibly well-read, had, you know, a viewpoint that was, you know, very strong, obviously, about their beliefs, but also, you know, had empathy towards the, you know, their critics. So that was, like, very interesting. And, like, when you watch the film, you'll see that, you know, in fact, everybody in the film is incredibly articulate. But I think it's surprising when you hear from the church members. And I think that definitely has sort of changed some of my preconceived notions. And then I think looking back on the film, I think for me, I was less empathetic at the start of the film. You know, I had a clear kind of, I guess, moral code going into the film. And by the end of that film, it kind of changed. And, you know, I kind of, I guess, was fortunate enough to speak to so many people on the issue that I have a much more rounded view now. And as we know, in Idaho, you know, politics is complicated. And on an issue like this, it's very controversial. And, you know, it's been fascinating to meet all these different people with such strong opinions on the issue.
Oh, absolutely, they do. I'm speaking with director of the documentary No Greater Law, Tom Dunnigan. This documentary takes an in-depth look into the followers of Christ Church, many of those members in Canyon County. Tom and his crew got some really unbelievable access to the church. One of the things, Tom, a couple of things that I found really interesting about the documentary was that, A, there's no narration. It is all the people in this film, and you were able to string that storyline together. But then also the Idaho countryside. I mean, it's kind of a character in itself in the movie. I mean, your film footage is beautiful.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And I mean, from the outset, I knew that I wanted to make a film that was both sort of provocative, nuanced, and kind of embraced the complexities of the issue. And perhaps the only way to do that was actually just featuring the people who are living this life and telling it through their eyes. You know, sometimes in a documentary, you know, filmmakers put themselves in the film and their opinion, but we had such great characters with all these strong viewpoints that it felt that my opinion didn't matter. So it was better to let the characters talk for themselves. And I think Idaho is one of the main characters in the film. Obviously, the landscapes around the Treasure Valley, it's hard not to make them look beautiful. You know, anywhere you point a camera, you've got an amazing vista. But I also think the rural location of Canyon County, you know, is a factor in this faith healing debate, that if you live in the city, if you live in downtown Boise, and you say, hey, I'm not providing medical care to my child, to your neighbor, you know, they might report you to the authorities. In Canyon County, where it's more rural, it's kind of generally accepted. You know, we get on with our lives. If they're good people, we don't interfere. So I think, you know, that rural location in Canyon County is very important to this story.
You know, it's interesting, too, as you say that, you know, your voice wasn't in it because it wasn't necessary because of the people that were in it. And in fact, one reviewer describes No Greater Law, your documentary, as, quote, scrupulously neutral. Have any of the participants in the documentary, have they seen this film yet, and have they had a reaction to it?
They have. And, you know, it's very important. Obviously, everyone in the film has been very brave. The followers who, you know, participated in the film, you know, let's face it, none of their families really wanted them to participate. The church, you know, sanctioned it, but, you know, had their doubts. And the same with the ex-members and Sheriff Donahue. You know, they were all putting themselves on the line here. And you just have to respect that and find an empathy for those characters, you know, through the camera. And for us, it was about, we didn't want to tell the audience how to think. It's for the audience to, you know, to watch the film and, you know, it's the start of a debate, and it's to leave the cinema or your front room this evening and for you to think about it. And, it, you know, that was really important, that we took this kind of middle ground and were incredibly balanced. But the people that have seen the film, it's obviously a very raw experience for them. And I think, you know, it was difficult for them, both for the members of the church seeing Sheriff Donahue and Linda Martin and Brian Hoyt and Willie Hughes kind of rail against them. That was difficult, and then vice versa. So I think everyone is pleased with the film and, you know, happy that we took this position. But equally, it was very difficult for them. And I think in a perfect world, we kind of upset everybody by taking this line, but maybe that was the best line to take.
Yeah, maybe it was. And one final question for you. I mean, now that you've spent time in Idaho, Idaho while you were doing this film. How do you think, you know, an Idaho audience will react to this versus, you know, a more urban area in our country, or even like a place like London? And the reason why I say that is, I mean, you spent time here in Idaho, and we, you know, we live with the followers of Christ. I mean, this is a part, you know, I mean, it's, there are laws around certain aspects. Do you think that there will be a different reaction from an Idaho audience versus, you know, someone in London, someone from the East Coast of the United States when they see this film?
I think there will be, just simply because I think Idaho is, you know, celebrates individual freedom and kind of the idea of kind of, you know, the individual. And I think that's sort of, you know, very strong in Idaho. And these kind of shared values and protected freedoms are something that obviously, you know, we hear a lot in the state capital and in the media in Idaho, where outside of Idaho, I think some audience members, especially when we've played the film here in the UK, are shocked that kind of religious freedom is valued so high and kind of, you know, is valued higher than child welfare. So I think, you know, there is that difference, but, you know, that's what makes a great film, that, you know, not everyone watching it has the same viewpoint or the same opinions.
Well, I think it was a fascinating film, and I'd like to thank you for joining us all the way from London today. My guest is Tom Donnikin. He is the director of the video documentary No Greater Law. It features the controversial faith-healing practices of the followers of Christ. It will air tonight here in our area at 11 p.m. on the A&E Cable Network. Tom, thank you so much for talking today. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much, Gemma. Take care.
And we want to have you listen to one more clip before we head into break from this movie, No Greater Law.
It goes so far beyond neglect and abuse because they know that they are protected.
If your religion ain't worth dying for, it ain't worth having.
And so the fight for freedom.
Once again, that is a clip from the documentary No Greater Law. It airs on the A&E Cable Network tonight.